This is TWiT.
Curtis wants to know if we all can agree that the new Finder is too happy. It is a new Finder icon, and he's very happy. Is that, we agree? No.
He deserves to be happy, Leo.
He should be happy. Why shouldn't he be happy?
California. If it persists past 4 hours, he should definitely call a doctor. I will agree with that.
And then that was Brian Elliott who said that. Then Curtis B. wants to know if it'll work on a virtual machine, if you can use Parallels or Fusion, VMware Fusion with it. See how happy he is? That's a much broader smile.
Softer, 9 degrees of whimsical happiness.
I actually like the new one better.
Yeah, I like the new one.
I think that the extending the curve beyond the square added a little bit of flair that I like.
I think it looks like it's a lightning bolt that's about to strike.
Yeah, but now I don't know what I don't like. Now it reads like a happy face on a square.
It's true.
As opposed to something with a little bit more style. And I can't believe we're reviewing an icon.
Is the blue beautiful enough, Andy? Is it the blue beautiful enough?
I just want to point out the corners.
You know, I hate to jump on that bandwagon, but after this this icon thing, I don't think that they can turn back from this.
I looked at this for about 3 years before I realized it was a face.
What?
I had no idea there was a face.
Two faces and a face. It's actually three faces total.
Very Picasso.
Left face, right face, and center face.
I was like, why is this the symbol for Explorer?
What did you think it was?
I thought it was... Chinese letter? I knew that it was Explorer, right? But I was like, why is this the symbol for Explorer? It must be some like technical specification for
copy.
This
actually, in Chinese, is that your dog?
We should make a movie called Finding Finder.
People have to check this stuff. When you get tattoos or icons, you really got to check it.
Yes.
I think, though, if you look closely, let's show that again. It is less flat, more rounded. It's beveled.
Yeah, it's more gradients.
It's not. This is not the flat OS everybody was saying. This is more 3D. Am I wrong?
Also, the rounded corners on the lines. I don't know the line separating the front face from the back face. I don't know.
It's not drop shadow free, my friend.
It looks creamy, and I don't with so much of my reaction to this new operating system and these new UIs, I have to separate. This isn't like the thing that I've been using for the past 10 years from. I objectively don't like it. So I'm reacting negatively, but okay, we'll see how it works.
I just want to make sure our listeners are clear that nowhere else in the world are you going to hear a long conversation about an icon. It's for Apple. And just, you know, if you go to CNN, you're not going to see this kind of conversation.
No. Finder icon, sure? Alex.
In-depth discussion you're looking for.
I'm sure there's a podcast
iTunes icon,
somewhere.
We'll see what happens.
Somewhere where they're saying, only Apple puts this kind of craftsmanship, the umami of user interface design. Now, why is it necessary for them to trim the lines? Well, because of, now, it's a view portal into the cognitive disruption. Like, okay.
I'm just going to say, Steve Jobs would never have said yes to that icon.